In today's gospel of Jesus going to Jerusalem, the Hebrew children sing the last psalm of the Hallel, Psalm 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, save us, Lord. This is an exclamation which was rooted deep in the heart of every young Hebrew child when they called to God with their heart and with their soul, save me. We understand, perhaps most emphatically, what those words mean when we are in dire straits. However, the church today reminds us what a wonderful thing it is to sing that prayer, save me, when everything is going right. In the psalm, we sing joyfully to the Lord. In the epistle that was read today, St. Paul says, rejoice. And just in case you didn't get it, I say again, rejoice. Let your joy be known to all people. It's a horrible thing to only think of God or religion as something for desperate times. What an unusual thing it would be for your friends to say to you, hey, when I'm having fun, I don't want nothing to do with you, but when things are really horrible, I'm going to call you up so you can loan me money, get me out of jail, help me pay my bills, and that's when I'm going to need you, and when I'm done with you, I'm going to move on. What an unusual concept. You would say, that's no friendship. That's an abusive relationship. How often we so easily translate that into our relationship with our Lord? Out of desperation. I got nowhere else to go. I might as well go to my knees. Geez, I got nothing to do today. I might as well pray. Instead of saying, what a joyful thing it is. I'm doing great today. I'm feeling good. I'm going to go and pray. Thank God. Ask him to increase my joy. That's what friends are for. That's what God is for. It's kind of scary when the scriptures and the church tell us, have fun. We want to look around and say, oh my God, what's wrong? They should be beating me up with a stick. Instead, they're telling me, rejoice, enjoy. Yes. Not because it's a perfect world. Not because your troubles are over. Not because you're sure that tomorrow is going to be great. But in this uncertain world where we don't know what tomorrow or the next moment will bring, our faith and belief in our God gives us a joy that people should be able to see. A palpable faith that means, look, I know life is tough, but today is good, and thank God for that. And how can I increase your joy? How can I help you lead a better life? A God and a religion that is only meant for desperate times is useless. A God where we can't rejoice, and a religion where we can't sing together as a people. You may have a bad day today and I'll help you. And when I have a bad day, you'll help me. And when we're both happy, we're going to celebrate, we're going to have a party, we're going to enjoy life. What a beautiful thing it is to rejoice in the Lord and not to lock your heart up when it wants to sing, when you're having a great day, but simply to raise your heart and soul and say, Lord, I'm happy today. Thank you. Help me to share your joy with others. Slava Isusu Hristu.